This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today we check in on the Diamond Complex of Fires and Trish Bowles providing information from up the north. Umpqua, Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Cal.
So talk about where things stand. Kind of give us an overview of the status on the Diamond Complex.
So the Diamond Complex started, we had 32 fires total, or 30 of those have been contained at this time. We have about 11,141 acres at 81% containment as of last night.
And obviously, when you get to that point, while you've made a lot of progress, sometimes that last 19% can take a while.
Yeah, we're looking really good on these fires. The relative humidities have been low. We've had a major drying trend the past few days. We're at a record high today for this area of 105 degrees. So, of course, that, you know, dries the fuels out that are still remaining within the containment lines. But crews have done an excellent job buttoning up those lines, and we're in a good spot right now.
Now, how many fire personnel do you have dealing with this right now?
So in the Diamond Lake complex, we have about 935 folks out in this complex, but we're doing a lot of demobbing today, so that number's going to go down. We're trying to get firefighters and personnel out on other incidents where they're needed.
Well, and I know with a lot of parts of the western U.S. ramping up temperature-wise for at least a few days, that may be a concern with more new fires popping up. What are some of the impacts you're worried about? We've got a couple more days of pretty hot conditions before things cool off.
Yeah, I think today we're getting, you know, the winds are not going to be as high, so that's going to help us a lot. You know, the firefighters, they're conditioned tough. I'm going to say that. So they know, you know, everybody knows that we're here to get a job done, and they're going to stay focused on that mission, whether it's here at the Diamond Complex or, you know, across the country, the work's going to get done.
And when you talk about across the country, you're one of the people that has come from across the country. Where are you from?
So I'm from Southeast Kentucky. I'm on the Southern Area Incident Management GO team here helping out with public information. We also have crews in from Australia, New Zealand, and then the Oregon National Guard has been a big help when this fire first got started here on the Diamond Complex.
Now, how many years have you gone out and done these incidents in other parts of the country?
So I'm in my eighth year here. I've got about 21 years of fire experience between state and federal government work, so yeah, it's been a long run for me, and I know others as well.
So, what's it like to leave your home and come across the country to work at one of these incidents? How long have you been gone?
So, I was out a couple weeks ago on our engine in Arizona, out on the Grand Canyon. I'll be out here for 14 days. So, a lot of these folks have been, you know, they'll come out here and work usually two-week assignments, 3-week assignments, and maybe go home for a week or two, and then they'll come back out. You know, they get ordered up somewhere else to go for another 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So, yeah, it makes for a very long summer.
Yeah, and probably pretty interesting, though, to see different parts of the country.
Yeah, it's beautiful just getting out, you know, and seeing the areas and the parks and meeting, you know, people from all across the world, basically. So, like I said, we got folks in here from New Zealand, Australia. So, you know, just getting to talk to them and see how they, you know, manage their fires, it's been a great experience.
What interested you that led to a career working around fires?
So, being from Southeast Kentucky, of course, I'm close to the Smoky Mountains there in Tennessee, so I remember going to the park there as a 7-year-old, and I saw a park ranger. You know, I didn't know at the time the difference between a park ranger and forest ranger, but I remember telling my mom, you know, that's what I'm going to be when I grow up. So I got my degree in biology and started working for the Kentucky Division of Forestry right out of college as a forest ranger. So that's where I've been in my career now with the U.S. Forest Service.
So the location and the uniform must have got your attention.
Yeah, we do, you know, outdoing. We go out and, you know, hand out information to the public. And, you know, we folks are asking us questions, you know, about the fires and kind of where we're from and, you know, what we do and how things are looking. So, you know, you get in folks wear, you know, you've got Kentucky uniforms, you've got South Carolina uniforms as part of this incident management team. So, we do get a lot of interest asking, you know, just why we're here and different things like that. So,
what are some of the things in fire camp that you don't have that you would have at home?
Oh, goodness. Fire camp, we have pretty much everything that we need. We have great camp personnel, showers, you know, we have caterers here that are taking good care of us. Supply gives us, you know, give us pretty much anything that we need. And of course, we bring a lot of stuff that we know we're going to have. Most of us keep our one bag packed with all of our sleeping gear and things. We keep that packed year round. So we just kind of grab and go.
And what do you see ahead for the next few days? You mentioned that a lot of folks are going to be moving on to other locations.
Yeah. So I think, like I said, the firefighters have put these fires in, you know, really good. We're in a good situation right now with these. So hopefully over these next few days with the drying trends, this wind will cooperate with us. And I think we're in really good shape where we're at.
All right, Trish Bowles at the Diamond Complex providing fire information coming clear out from Kentucky to help us out here in Southwest Oregon. Trish, thanks for being on this morning.
Yep, thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.